I am. Good morning.
Anything that'll get us in a theater this weekend?
I don't know if you want to go into that. I think the Blues Fest sounds more fun.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to come in for that.
Heck yeah.
I'd do that. Let's start with the sequel, Kick-Ass 2.
Mm-hmm.
Now also starring Jim Carrey, who, remember, refused to do press.
Oh.
Claiming he did not want to encourage this kind of violence. Now, this is the same guy who had no problem doing press for a movie where he drops his pants
right. And
makes his behind talk.
He's got his priorities,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, if you think, I mean, come on. But having seen the movie, I have to say I actually respect Jim because it is unnecessarily violent.
Right.
Loved the first Kick-Ass, you know that. In fact, it made my top 10 of 2010
back
in the day.
Right on.
And if you remember, it inspired my superhero name, which is Neurotica. But this one misses on so many levels. There are a couple funny moments, but overall it's just disjointed, disturbing. Love Chloe as Hit Girl, so for that, instead of an F, I'm going to give it a D. And I got to tell you something. Right after I saw it, there's some cool moments and some cool, you know, and the music's okay. And I was like, okay, it's like a C minus, you know, okay.
Right.
And then as the days went on and I thought about some of the really gross scenes, and really like offensive, not funny, but offensive scenes, which I can't even talk about.
Right.
It just kept getting lower and lower.
Oh.
It was like, okay, I can't in good conscience give it a C minus. Like, it's a D. It's not good.
Yeah.
Also opening is Lee Daniels as the butler, the somewhat kind of true story of an African-American butler who served at the White House during many presidencies.
Ah.
No joke, Robin Williams plays Eisenhower,
Whoa. And
John Cusack, a.k.a. Lord Dobler, is Richard Milhouse Nixon.
You know what? Now, you're giving the short list. Now, there's other people the guy that plays Snape is Reagan? Maybe in this?
Alan Rickman.
Yes.
Yes. That's
so,
Reagan. Oprah Winfrey is G.W. Bush.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. No, but Oprah is in it. And I have to tell you something that really creeped me out about the Nixon thing.
Sure, yeah.
John Cusack is Nixon. So I have like major issues with that because now I'm attracted to Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Oh,
and that is just
not
something I ever saw happen.
Right. What are you going to do?
Oprah does a great job. Forrest Whitaker is especially excellent in the lead. It's both cool and exhausting. You bring up how many famous people are in this.
Yeah.
But sometimes it kind of felt like that movie Valentine's Day where you're like, hold on, is that Ashton Kutcher as Truman?
Right,
no.
Right, exactly.
But it's a beautiful story, and, you know, just because it tried to make me cry doesn't mean I didn't cry. You know, it's manipulative, it's Hollywood-y, very Hollywood-y. It almost felt sort of old school, but I have to say, I kind of enjoyed it, and I think there's more good in it.
Yeah.
Like, it's worth seeing. Maybe it's not amazing, but it's worth seeing, and I got to go B minus minus.
Oh, how about that? Well, go and do the game Name That Superstar, because, like, you know, Lenny Kravitz appears in it, and you go, wait a minute, that's Lenny Kravitz.
Well, and Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey's one of the directors, but, you know, like, she's done his stuff.
Amazing. That's wild.
Paranoia did not screen wide, but I was able to see the indie film Ain't Them Body Saints, starring Casey Affleck. Well, it's beautifully shot, and you, as a photographer and as someone, you know, you'll think it's nicely shot.
Cool.
But I have never seen a modern Western where sheriffs and outlaws talk so much.
Really?
Take a lesson. I mean, there's like a scene where someone gets shot, and as they're dying, there's like a 2-minute monologue on the meaning of life. It's come on.
Stop it, yeah.
Yeah, it's very pretty. I got to go B minus minus on that for two different reasons. I have to say I enjoyed The Butler more.
Oh, there you go.
I'll leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.